Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right, good morning, everybody. Let's hope that you're hearing me because I'm trying the new sound system today and still haven't been able to do a complete test on it. But we're hoping that you're hearing me out there, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed. That's all we can do. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I hope you're having an okay Monday morning. Today is a show that I want to really dedicate specifically to all the incredible people out there who are risking life and limb on a daily basis, going out there to try to help people, going out there and trying to, resume some sort of normalcy. First, I want to thank and acknowledge all the medical workers, all the hospital staff, nurses, doctors, people in the kitchens to make sure that people who are in the hospital as patients are getting their meals. All the food service workers there, the front desk switchboard, people who are going in every day and risking their health to take care of us. Along with that, all the, you know, the times that, we've just driven by our hospitals or our doctor's offices and not really thought too much about it. We just went there and when we needed to, and other than that, it's just another building. And you see sometimes patients going in and out. Well, the scene these days is quite different because people are not going in for normal things like eye infections or earache or a basic cold. And the people that you see that are going in there right now are in emergency situations, which by the hour are growing bigger and bigger, as you know. And as you've been listening and hearing things on the radio, I can only say that because of this virus, our lives have been changed forever. There's no question about it. Everything that we do counts. Every move that we make counts. Every person that we communicate, every loved one, every friend, every coworker counts. Counts really big right now. I always, in these shows, try to stay away from the general news of the general population, things that are being put out there, because we're so overloaded with it. I try really hard to find the light and try to find the things that, more than anything, could give us some uplifting and some feeling and some hope, which is more important than anything. Faith is a big part of this. And just in line with that, I want to play you an original song composed by Rhonda E. and myself, recorded a couple of years ago on a project that we've sort of put on hold for a while, and that I've been revisiting during my quarantine to see if I can release some of this music to the world that might be some uplifting and helpful music. This is a song called Faith, and I'd like to play it for you right now.
From the sky. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to that one. That is a song called Faith, which is what we all need to have a little bit of right now. As we continue this broadcast, we're going to be in the hopes of doing everything that we can do to have a fairly decent day. This is the most important thing that we can do, is to believe in each other, to have some faith. Thank you, Rhonda E., for writing that song with me. All right. Well, continuing our tribute show today and just talking about the workers and some of the people that are out there, I have a couple of interviews that I'm going to edit during the course of today, and I'll be playing them on tonight's broadcast. Now we're in our new format, and we will be on the air tonight at 9 o'clock to do some testimonials and some of the people that are out in the field to give us a flow and a feel of what the average day is like for what they call the essential workers. See, I don't believe in that word non-essential, because everybody's an essential worker, whether you're not in a restaurant right now because it's closed, or you're not at the gym, or you're not at the airport or at the ferry dock. You're all essential. We're all essential. We all count. We all mean a lot to each other. And I think tonight I'll have a couple of different things to play you from people who are telling us about their experiences. I'm trying not to edit any of the reality out of any of it because most of it is uplifting, but some of it is a little disturbing, and some of it is disturbing because the situation is now all around us. It's not something that we take for granted at this point in time. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Fairly shortly from Rhonda E., and she'll give us a couple of important details about things that are going on right now, and specifically some uplifting feelings and information, which we hope to have. Wanted to play you another little piece right now. This is just a simple thing about a salad, something you might like and try to taste. This is just like a little recipe that maybe you can share with your friends. Here we go. Well, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, we find ourselves wanting to eat a little bit more of fresh vegetables and salad. Here's a great salad I had very often when I lived in Spain, and I think you're just going to love it. First, here's what you need. You need a head of really nice, crunchy romaine lettuce, two tomatoes, a half a cup of really nice Spanish olives, the green ones with the little red pimento in it will do good, a half a cup of corn. Now, you can use a frozen kernel, or if you have fresh corn, you can cook it and cut the kernels off, and that works really great. About 4 ounces of really nice tuna fish. If you go for the can, just get a can of nice albacore. Some olive oil, some fresh garlic, 2 pieces of crunchy French bread, a little bit of fresh feta cheese, about 3 green onions, and you're ready to go. Here's what you do. Make sure the lettuce is nice and cold. Take the top parts of the lettuce and keep the nice crunchy parts and cut them into small pieces. Take your tomatoes, cut them into wedges. Take your tuna, initially, take it out of the can, drain it really well, and put it in about 1/3 of an inch of olive oil. And just take the olive oil and baste the tuna with the olive oil. Cut a couple of pieces of fresh garlic and put it in the oil with the tuna as well. And let it sit in the fridge for about 2 hours. Now get a big bowl, take your nice cold lettuce, and place it in the bowl. And take your tomatoes and wedge them sort of around the lettuce. Take your olives, cut them in half, and just go ahead and toss them over everything in the bowl. Take your corn and do the same thing, just sort of toss it over all the lettuce. Then, slowly, take the tuna with a fork and take the chunks and spread them really nicely over the whole salad. Then take the remaining olive oil, it's already gotten a little bit of the tuna, and sprinkle that over the top. Now take the pieces of bread, spread a little bit more of that olive oil over the bread, and put them in a frying pan and just saute them lightly until they're golden brown. Then take a knife and cut them into small cubes and throw that over your salad. You've just made kind of a simple, quick crouton. And take your scallion onions, clean them really well, and stick them right inside the salad. I like to take the juice of about 1/2 of a lemon and squeeze it over the whole thing. There you go. You have a fresh salad atún, something that they eat on the Spanish coast a lot in hot summery days. It's simple, it's inexpensive, and I think you'll love it. This is Chef Stuardo with another Cooking Minute. Hey, let's eat.
Yep, let's eat. Well, that's what we need to do for sure. What else are we going to do when we're staying at home? Experimenting, trying to do different cooking ideas that we haven't done before. It's Monday, so you can spend some of the day today maybe planning your menu. All right, let's see if we can get a hold of Rhonda E. right now. Hey, are you with us?
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. How are you doing today?
I've got the dogs out right now, and the sun is trying to peek through my window again. And unfortunately, was kind of grasped everybody into some more not so great news, but just holding back the discouragement that can come in the shadows and the darkness that can override, you know, the reality of having a sense of, I read what Helen Keller said, and I think maybe this might apply to some people right now, because we can't avoid and we can't look away with what's happening. It's just too serious, even though we're, you know, like honing in on doing some great things together. And like you said, beautiful dish, by the way. Things like that, you know, that we're honing in on, things that we can help and do. Helen Keller said, character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened and ambition inspired and success achieved. We're, you know, in a really huge thing for many of us that are being challenged right now. And what do we do for ourselves? What is true? How do we apply that truth? What's happening in our world? How can we help in that way? How can we help in a way that we know that we're safeguarding lives? How can we pitch in? Should we jump in and help other people? Is there fear in that? There's all kinds of things each one of us are pondering in our homes, things that we're thinking about that we're having to make choices on because we value life. And that's why we've been staying home. Some of us that have been sick, we've been staying home because we value life and we don't want to, you know, bring injury or harm to those we love or people that we've cared for. And that is, you know, is a beautiful thing. And then there are some that are being forced into a place where, and I mean by forced is not necessarily forced or pushed, but, you know, nudged to make a decision by coming out of such things as retirement, other things to go and help people because other people are becoming quite weary in especially in the doctor and nurse, you know, area. So, yeah, sure. There's just a lot of things going on, you know, that people are, I kind of think that we're kind of in this, like, desert of, you know, of and valley of decision making on what do we do. A lot of us are making, and I know many are making, you know, phone calls to, you know, places to find out where their next paycheck's going to come. How are they going to pay their bills? And there's been things that are said on how that's going to happen. And some people haven't seen that fertile. And so there's that sense of urgency and probably anxiety within as to what is going to happen to me tomorrow. How are people going to really handle this economic and business change too, as well as this ordeal that has caused so many loved ones and people to lose their loved ones. So it's a quite challenging time, I have to admit. You know, I mean, I know there's no reason to succumb to bleak or hopelessness, but there's every reason to understand why one would or could, because none of us are walking in each other's shoes. But we all are humans, and we all are in the same boat. It's just how we decide to, I guess, you know, come aboard and decide how we're going to be a part of that whole ensemble of things that are happening right now in our communities, in our world, in our society. So that's kind of what I've been thinking about this morning. I'm thinking about that more so because I have been sick the last few weeks. And I avoided going to my work because I've been in love with very many people that I've taken care of for umpteen years. And I am an essential worker. And in that being said, I take care of people that are more fragile, independent but fragile. But in that being said, now that I'm feeling a little bit better, not with the symptoms of that, no, but still have something underlining going on. I have to make a decision, and I'm also a mom, and I'm raising a child with a person who basically is non-communicative and has taken this opportunity in the middle of our raising our child to, you know, do some things that have made me have to make a choice that if I can't get clear communications and I can't even, you know, get to my child because we're all in this place where we're all trying to make things safe, and you have one who's not really working with you to see that happen for your family unit, I'm finding out that my family unit has been disturbed and my reality of who I am has been changed a bit. And so I'm sitting here knowing that I'm making a decision based on what I need to do, what is right. And honestly, even if I want to say to anybody out there, if you are maybe in that place or maybe you've lost your job and maybe you've done something you've loved your entire life, essential worker, I'm not going back if I choose to go back because I just want to get a paycheck. I'm choosing in my heart to go back because I know that my coworkers, we're a team, and I know that people get weary just like the doctors and nurses get weary. And so I'm in the valley of a decision myself to make. And I just want to encourage anybody out there that this is not a time or a place where any of us are secure in anything that we're doing. Whether you are without a job, whether you are with a job, we're all at risk. And whether it's risk of finances or homes or whatever you're discouraged or succumb over. Essential workers, as myself and many other people too, are succumb with the fact that we're also being told that there's going to be a huge hit in a couple weeks too. So there's a lot of things that at the forefront of our minds and our hearts and our beings. So I just want to encourage you that you're not alone. I will say Rhonda E. for you today is praying for you ever so much, as well as I'm praying for my own situation. So I just want to encourage you not to give up hope, to know that you're not alone, to know that you're loved. And I want to put a lot of warmth and light and kind of like a warm dish of food out there to you today to say that you've got a feast right in front of you. And most of us have a roof over our head and food in our houses right now, and we have a lot to be thankful for. But we are facing some times where we need to team up and man up and woman up and make some decisions to make a plan and sit down and decide how that's going to look to the best of our ability. And just biggest thing, love, love, love. Do not be overcome by evil. Just continue to love. I don't think I could emphasize that enough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you say we have to sit down and get together and come up with plans, of course, it makes it even harder when you can't really look somebody directly in the eyes, and we have to do those sit downs and talks from a distance right now. And if you do,
yes,
if we do happen to be able to meet with certain people in the same room, of course, we have to keep our distance in a safe way. That's where the miracle of the technology comes in some cases, the video conferencing and the chatting and Skype and that sort of thing, FaceTime, where people can maybe look at each other through that lens and be able to come up with some sensible choices and decisions, which these
exactly
are not easy choices. But sometimes when you see somebody's face, you can tell a lot.
Exactly.
Sometimes
I also wanted to give an opportunity. Also wanted to give an opportunity, if I could, too, real quick, and say I'm looking into something right now. I don't know if you would like to look into it as well. If you would, you know, you could just give Storato a call, and I'll give him the information. I am basically looking into it myself. I've made the phone call this morning. So I'm a woman of faith. I don't know where your faith is at, but Christ the King here in our community and maybe in other communities are looking to put, and I'm having one possibly put where I'm at, if I can. I will be contacted on it as well. There are newspaper box things that are being donated, and they are being filled up with food, and we're putting them in neighborhoods. And I have checked on it this morning, and I am going to be hopefully investing in that for my neighborhood. Just a thought for anybody who might be wanting to look at that. It's basically, just putting items in like they have now, and people come either in the evening. People have been very respectful just to grab a couple items. But I think in this time where we're at right now, where we can't go out and do a lot of things and maybe people are uncertain, this might be one thing that we can do for our neighborhoods at least. I have some elderly people in my neighborhood too, and probably have some people that I'm unaware of. But anything we can do right now that could support people that are out there actually progress to help people and to initially whatever we have in the storehouse of our own homes to come along beside them if we can't go out and allow them to put those things within our neighborhoods, that we can partner with each other. I think it's partnership right now. We see companies who partner all the time, who become these, you know, Amway kind of things that we all kind of laugh about in our lives or whatever. But I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We need to partner and find any way we can to support and help each other, because I'm a firm believer that whatever you give, you will get back. And that's not because you're wanting to get, but because a giver is better than a receiver. And so in that being said, if you can support those places like Christ the King that are trying to get out there, and many other, I'm sure, to support their communities, those are some opportunities to look at too, because you're going to feel really good inside to know that you're partaking of something positive. That's going to give you hope in itself.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, I happen to know there's a couple of organizations that are distributing the newspaper carriers. You can investigate that. And once you have some more information, maybe you can give it to me and I can post it up on the site and be able to let people know how they can get involved. For sure. because I think, you know, there are, right now it might be okay, but as time has passed, it's going to be harder and harder sometimes for people to be able to get out for a while and also to be able to have enough food to get through a day. And it's a reality right now. Sounds like a really good little miracle.
I have a beautiful quote by Audrey Hepburn. Remember her? I love Audrey Hepburn. I loved her voice. But she has a little quote here that says, "I decided very early on just to accept life unconditionally. I never expected it to do anything special for me. Yet I seemed to accomplish far more than I had ever hoped. And most of the time, it just happened to me without my ever seeking it. Now is not a time for just me, myself, and I. Now is a time for us to go, we all matter. We're all on that Titanic, and nobody gets to shove anybody out into the water or take the boat and say, this is who's going to go and this is not going to go. If you want to self-sacrifice and put yourself in the line that way to help others, that's where we're at too. But this is a time to take in mind that every life, every person that has been placed upon this earth, that has been created, is fearfully and wonderfully made. And we all count. So we just got to remember, it's not just about me. It's about us.
Well said. All right, we're getting down to the last couple of minutes. Let me give an email address out there so people can write us if you're interested in some of the ideas that Rhonda has just had and some of the ones that I've talked about earlier. Here it is. It's Chef Stuarto, C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail.com. One more time. Chef Stuarto, C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail.com. And I'd love you to write in and give us some ideas and some of the things that you've been listening to. If you didn't hear the whole show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Chef Stuarto's Foodomania and listen to rebroadcasts of our show. That would be great. I also want to let you know we'll have a second show tonight, and that'll be at 9 p.m., a little less than 12 hours from now, and we will do part two of this incredible tribute show to all the, as I said earlier, everybody is an essential worker. You're not deemed non-essential. Even if you're not working right now, you're just as essential as the people that are going out there every day. And we will spend another half hour talking to you and giving you the good news. And I hope, Rhonda E., you'll join me tonight. And if you're available, that'd be great. All right, that's it for today. I hope that you have a good day. You have a blessed day. I wanted to mention that, you know, whatever your faith may be, as Rhonda said, just prayer and good fellowship to other people is an incredible thing to offer right now. Any closing words, Ms. Rhonda E.? Yeah, 10 seconds.
I just know that we're all together and that I am praying for you. So for anybody out there who feels like they're alone, and I know many of us are probably feeling that because not everybody's in the same place for the household or family members. And for anybody who is struggling with that, be thankful. We are holding you up. You're not alone.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. Tonight's another time. 9 o'clock tonight. We'll talk to you then. Thank you, Rhonda E. Talk to you later.
Then I found out I was wrong. I see the light in the light.